Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New calls for Mayor-elect Mamdani to close Rikers, including at a major event scheduled for today. This after another inmate died while being held there. Let's find out what happened live from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, let's tell you first about this event today. The faith leaders and former inmates from Rikers are going to be gathering at Interchurch Center, which is on the Upper West Side. It's an event, they say, they're also going to be delivering 1,000 signed postcards from New Yorkers who are concerned about the Rikers situation. They're urging Mayor-elect Mamdani to make sure the plan to close Rikers stays on track for 2027. Now, 1010 Wind spoke with Darren Mack. His group, Freedom Agenda, will be at this afternoon's rally.
There's, you know, a wide, beautiful diversity of faith leaders, pastors, imams, rabbis, priests, monks, and spiritual guides is standing united in one voice.
Now, he tells us they've invited Mamdani to this event this afternoon, but I checked Mamdani's schedule. He is not listed right now to attend. Now, the city is legally required to shut down Rikers by the summer of 2027 and replace it with four new smaller jails around the city. We've been reporting on that for years. Now, all of this comes following the death of yet another inmate, a 32-year-old, Sunday morning, the 14th this year, and more than 60 in the last 6 years have died at Rikers. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Just weeks before he leaves office, Mayor Adams has named former journalist Pat Smith as the interim chair of the Civilian Complaint Review Board. That is the agency that provides independent oversight of the NYPD, and Smith has the backing of the police union. In response, a spokesperson for the group, the Justice Committee, slammed Smith as repeatedly discouraging New Yorkers from filing complaints and calling the appointment a green light for unchecked NYPD abuse. So far, no comment from the mayor-elect as to whether he would replace Smith once he takes office. Ahead of his swearing-in, Mayor-elect Mamdani met with both real estate and finance leaders to talk about following through on his promise to tackle the affordable housing crisis in New York. Speaking to reporters, he was also peppered with questions about his position against clearing homeless encampments from city streets.
These are not conditions that we are standing in right now that any New Yorker should be living in. The question, however, is whether we will be satisfied by just shuttling those New Yorkers to another equally cold place in our city, or whether we want to connect them to housing.
The Adams administration has cleared thousands of homeless encampments over the last 4 years, but Mamdani points out,
looking at an entire calendar year and seeing the Adams administration be unable to connect a single homeless New Yorker that was affected by those streets to permanent housing.
He's quoting a report from the news outlet, The City. Police are investigating the death of a 6-year-old boy from Maryland at the Hampton Inn Hotel near Times Square. The child was rushed to Bellevue Hospital after being found unresponsive yesterday morning in the family's room. The family says he'd been sick, that he was vomiting the night before. the medical examiner's office will be doing the autopsy. Ever have your application to buy a co-op apartment in New York City rejected and you were not told why? The New York City Council may consider legislation that would change that. It was introduced a while back by Jumani Williams.
The public advocate has been pushing for greater transparency from super secretive co-op boards for 2 years.
You know, we have to change the way the industry is interacting with applicants, or we just continue a problem where it is very clear that there has been some bias-based decisions that are made.
Opponents say they are rare. Rebecca Poole with the Council of New York Cooperatives and Condominiums said the volunteer co-op boards who must sign off on rejections could be subject to perjury under the bill.
One board member is signing that they know everything that went through another board member's mind. It's very problematic.
The council speaker, whose term is ending, has yet to schedule the bill for a vote. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FDNY unveiling its plans to mark a milestone since the September 11th terror attacks. That includes a stadium event, a podcast, a film, and more.
Next year will mark 25 years since 9/11, and FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker says the work has already begun in the planning process.
While a quarter of a century has passed, it still, in many ways, feels like yesterday.
There'll be a special ceremony at Ferry Hawk Stadium in Staten Island.
We chose this place for its significance and for its beauty. Wonderful Postcards Memorial was the city's first monument to 9/11 victims.
And the 25th anniversary health report will be released in September.
We want to show the world and the FDNY families. When we say things like we will never forget, we truly mean it.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in St. George.
Yesterday marked 1 year since Luigi Mangione was confronted by police at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, an encounter that led to him being arrested for the murder here in the city of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Yesterday, police body cam footage was playing during an evidence hearing in the case.
The officer first walks by to have a look at the man seated with his breakfast in the back corner, then doubles back to approach.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Yes, sir.
Officer Joseph Detweiler later testified, at that moment, I knew it was him immediately. The officer asking the young man's name.
What's your name?
Mark.
What is it?
Mark.
Yes, sir.
Mark what? Rosario.
Mangione allegedly hands over a fake New Jersey ID for a Mark Rosario.
That's correspondent Aaron Katursky. Officers later searched Mangione's backpack without a warrant, something prosecutors say was justified and routine because it happened after he'd been placed under arrest. Mangione's lawyers are fighting to keep the backpack and its contents, a pistol, notebook, and more, out of the trial.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.